No, usually that thing happens in, I want to say September, and it's been its own independent event, but yeah, I think it's going through some changes and the board members want to change it up and say, hey, you know, if we shift it to the Weekend of Balloons, maybe we can get more people in here to learn more about this event. And so I think it's an opportunity to try to revive the event, save it, make sure it's around for years to come. And also, it gives people something else to do during the day when balloons aren't flying and they're not doing barbecue. It gives people just another option to explore. If you've never gone to the Rail Splitter Festival, it's really cool. The log splitting's cool. You can take kind of a step back in time and see how things used to be done many years ago. And I help out with that board every now and then on their website and stuff. Really cool, hardworking people that I think probably deserve a visit from you as well
Yeah,
when
for
you come
sure.
to town. It takes place right on the Postville property on Fifth Street. And so, you know, that's a historic building as well. And so I think it's a great backdrop for a great event. And then the VFW is going to be doing some stuff across the street. They always partner with Rail Splitter. So food options, vendors, things like that.